Werger, the wizened old seeras who had healed Ragabal's severed stump, stood watching her master chewing on a strip of dried fish, with the silver hook tugging at the fish as he pulled to tear it apart. Bol grinned wickedly at Werger.
See, I told you, the further west we go, the better the pickings get. This stump of mine ain't paining so much now. Aye, and the weather's getting better too.
Werger gestured round at the slain vole bodies lying on the bank.
Fling em in the stream, and this would make a good camp for the night, Captain.
Bol picked his teeth with the hook tip.
Aye, 'tis nice and restful hereabouts now.
Dutifully, Werger laughed with him. Her cackling trailed off as she saw her captain go off into a vacant silence, his eyes opening wide as the fish fell unheeded from his mouth. Werger stared at him anxiously.
What is it, Captain? A bone stuck in our gullet? Let me take a look.
As she bent toward him, Ragabal recovered and kicked her roughly away.
Right, Camp, we're moving out!
The healer was bewildered at this sudden change.
But, Captain, they said...
Werger narrowly dodged an angry slash from the silver hook. Bol booted the fire left and right, scattering
it. I said we're moving out! We ain't staying in this place! Now shift yourself and get the crew together!
He strode off to the top of a small rise, peering back at the route they had come along. Werger passed the word on to Glimbo. The one-eyed seerat rolled his milky orb in puzzlement.
Why does he want to move? 'Tis nearly dark.
Werger picked up her stolen belongings.
You go and ask him if he feels tired of living.
The crew gathered in sullen silence, watching their leader. He was still gazing eastward from the top of the rise. None of them dared make a move until he did. Ragabal stared at the hostile heathland, muttering to himself.
You dead striped dog, oh, you should be. In the name of blood and thunder, where are ye?
He drew his cloak about him and shivered. Somewhere in Ragabal's evil mind, he had felt Lana Bowstripe's threat. In the gatehouse at Redwall Abbey, Martha and her friends were studying the history of Loamhedge. It made harrowing reading. Abbot Carroll shook his head sadly.
This is not the story of one creature, it is the history of many, all related to one writer, who set it down as a chronicle. I think that this poem, The Loamhedge Lament by Sister Linfa, sums up most of the tragedy. I'll read it out to you.
Martha's eyes misted over as the abbot recited the poem.
Where are the carefree sunlit days, when once amid tranquil bowers, Loamhedge mice would take their ease, to dream away happy hours? Where did the laughter go? Who stole the joy away? Heavy the heart that goes far from its home to stray. A sickness stole in to blight our lives, like a spectre of unwanted doom. Midst grief and anguish it lingered, creeping through hall and room. Like wheat before the sickle, it laid our loved ones low, leaving us only one answer, to flee our home and go. Stalked by desolation now, left open to wind and rain, only in old memories dim would Loamhedge live again.
The day's last gleaming shone through the open door. Torren stood framed there, wiping his eyes on his cook's apron. He had entered unnoticed and heard the whole thing.
Leave this now and come back to the abbey for supper, friends. Tomorrow morning you can sit out on the wall steps in the sunlight and study some more. Martha, come on. 'Tis far too sad sitting here at night reading of sickness and death.
The hermaid cast an imploring glance at Abbot Carroll.
But we must find out about Sister Amel's secret, and we must find out a way to discover where Loamhedge lies.
The abbot shepherded her to the gatehouse door.
Torrance right, miss. The night hours can be long and oppressive for such heavy stuff. Let's go to supper in Cavernhole and shed our sad mood for tonight. We'll be much brighter and more alert in the morning.
Old Fred the gatekeeper waved them off.
You run along now. I'll stay here a while.
He watched them go, then wandered back into the little building, talking to a cushion he had picked up.
The Way to Loamhedge. Where have we seen that before? A chronicle of some bygone traveller, I expect.
Climbing upon a chair, he peered at a row of books on a high shelf.